Good morning.
早晨好。
I have so enjoyed being with your young people this week.
我很高兴这个星期呢跟那个音乐营的你们的年轻人在一起，非常的荣幸。
I hope they did not come home and tell you that I told them they did not need to go to school anymore.
我希望他们回家不是告诉你说麦博士说了我以后那个 ,sorry, 我不需要再去上学了，我不需要去学校。
I understand that there was a false rumor.
好像有这么谣言告诉小朋友说你不需要再上学了。
And I will not tell you who started it.
我不告诉你这是谁开始的谣言。
I do not want to embarrass my
students. 我不想让他我的学生让我的学生难看。
So I will not tell you.
所以呢别问我这谁说的谁开始的。
I want you to think this morning, we're looking at John chapter 12.
今天早上我们要看的经文是约翰福音十二章一到八节。
It's 6 days before Passover.
这是那个在逾越节之前的六天。
Jesus and his disciples have gathered for supper in the home of Lazarus.
这个时候呢，耶稣跟他的门徒呢，在拉撒路的家里，就是在一起吃晚餐。
If you were able to sit in the room,
如果你当时在场
，you would hear all kinds of excitement.
你会听到他们都很兴奋，你能听到兴奋的对话。
It's just a short while after Jesus has raised Lazarus from the dead.
前面呢，这是耶稣刚刚把让拉撒路从死里复活不久，这刚过没几天。
And you can understand that that would create excitement.
你知道一个人从死里复活，会让大家这是一个多么令人惊奇的一件事情，也很让人兴奋。
It's also exciting because it's just a short time before Passover.
因为这个。另外一个原因就是这个离逾越节很近了，只有六天。
And the disciples are thinking that when Jesus goes to Jerusalem for Passover, he is going to set up his kingdom.
这个门徒就觉得耶稣要是逾越节去耶路撒冷了，他肯定会建立他的那个国度。
In fact, they've already been talking about who will get the best jobs in his kingdom.
他们彼此之间已经开始讨论说谁将来的官最大。
But there's also a little bit of fear in the room.
但是在这个房间里有一点点恐惧的气氛。
They know that this miracle with Lazarus is going to stir up some opposition from the religious leaders.
他们知道这个拉撒路的这个神迹呢，会让一些宗教领袖会来更加让他们仇恨他们，反对他们。
And Jesus has already been talking about going to Jerusalem not to set up a kingdom.But to die.
而且耶稣也不断地讲到他要去耶路撒冷不是为了要建一个王国而是他要去那里受难受死。
And so that's the atmosphere in the room.
所以这个房间里的气氛呢就是这样的。
They're eating supper.
他们在一起呢吃晚餐。
They're taking care of the guests. Mary and Martha are helping.
他们在那个照顾客人那个玛利亚跟马大呢就在服侍。
I should say,Martha is helping.
我应该更具体的说是那个马大在服侍。
Mary is just sort of listening.
那个玛利亚就在那里很在聆听。
But during the supper, she does something very strange.
但是在这个晚餐的时候，有一件很特别的事情发生了。
She takes this cruse of very precious ointment.
她拿了一坛非常珍贵的香膏。
She pours it over Jesus' feet.
然后呢，他把这个香膏倒在了耶稣的脚上。
And then she kneels down in front of him.
然后他就跪在耶稣的脚前。
She loosens her hair.
他把他的头发放开。
And she uses her hair to wash, to wipe the ointment off his feet.
他用他的头发来在抹耶稣那个倒在上面的香膏。
John 12 says, and the house was filled with the fragrance of this perfume.
约翰福音十二章讲到屋里就满了香膏的气。高的香气。
This is something very odd to do.
这是一件好像很奇怪、很不合时宜的事情，很特别的事情。
Now John tells us that Judas complained.
这个约翰记载到犹大就抱怨了。
If you read the same story in Matthew,
如果你再看马太福音的记载
，you will read that all of the other disciples also complained.
那个里边呢就说得很清楚，所有的门徒都在抱怨。
They say, why are you wasting this?
他们就说你为什么要这样浪费呢
？I try to put myself in this story.
我就想想，如果我要是在现场会怎么样呢
？Who would I have been if I were there?
如果我在那里，那我会是什么样的角色呢
？At best,
最好我自己猜。
Maybe I would have been like Martha.
也许我会像马大。
Doing some work.
就在那里忙来忙去的。
But I'm afraid.
但是呢，我也其实我也挺担心我自己
也知道。That I would have been like the disciples.
我可能会像其中的一位门徒。
Grumbling.
就在那发牢骚。
Complaining.
在那里抱怨。
Jesus, we're going to Passover.
主耶稣，我马上就要过逾越节了。
Prices are always higher at Passover.
你知道到逾越节的时候那个每样东西都很贵的。
All of the merchants know that people are coming to Jerusalem, so they raise the prices.
所有的那个做买卖的都知道到那个 好多人到那耶路撒冷，所以他们就会那个抬高物价。
That ointment was expensive.
那个香膏多贵啊。
We could have lived on that for a year.
我们就靠那香膏我们就一年的生计都有了，一年的花费都有了。
What a waste.
多浪费啊。
But listen to what Jesus said.
但是我们看看主耶稣是怎么讲的。
Leave her alone.
说由她吧。
Leave her alone.
由她吧。
You'll always have the poor.
你总是你们常有穷人和你们同在。
But you won't always have me.
只是你们不常有我。
They called her wasteful.
这些别人呢说马大马玛利亚很浪费。
Why did you waste this?
你为什么这样浪费呢？
But Jesus called her a worshiper.
但是主耶稣说玛利亚是一位敬拜者。
This week we have talked about music with your young people.
这个星期呢，我们跟小朋友就教我们的年轻人音乐，在一起探讨音乐。
This morning I want to talk to you about worship.
今天早晨呢，我就想讨论题目就是敬拜。
But I don't want to talk this morning about how you should worship.
我不是要谈论说你要怎么样如何来敬拜。
I want to talk to you about what kind of worshiper you should be.
我是要谈我们要成为怎么样的敬拜者。
What kind of worshiper is God looking for?
神在寻找的是怎么样的敬拜者呢？
You see, God is looking for wasteful worshipers.
神在神要的那个敬拜者是一种像枉费的敬拜者。
People who give everything to God.
把自己所有的一切都给了神。
And in the eyes of this world.
在这个世界的眼中。
That's a waste.
那真的是浪费。
Because when you give it to God, it's gone.
因为你给了神就没了。
This cruse of oil.
就是那一坛香膏。
Was not a bottle with a screw top on it.
不是像我们的水瓶上面有个盖子。
She can't pour some of it out.
她不是说倒一些出去。
And say, okay, that's enough.
说、哦、好了，够了，这个倒上去的够了。
I'll save the rest for later.
然后我把这个剩下的再留下来。
When she takes it.
当她拿到这个香膏的
，and she breaks the seal.
她要把那个上面的那个封口打掉。
And she pours it out.
然后她就倒出来。
It's gone.
然后就没有了，这个膏就没有了。
She can't decide the next day, oh, I wish I had that back.
然后他第二天不能说，哎呀，我希望我那个膏香膏还能拿回来这个香。
What you pour out for God,
你为神所倾倒出来的
is gone,
你就没有就走就没有了。
And it seems like a waste.
所以呢，对世人来讲，好像是一种
浪费。You see, the kind of worshippers God is looking for are not making a deal with Him.
这个跟神所寻找的这种敬拜者，不是说在跟神做交易。
I'm going to give God $1,000.
是吧？我给你神呐、啊，我给你1,000块钱。
And then He'll give me $10,000.
然后呢，神最后就又给我10,000块钱。
I met a businessman.
然后我碰到一位商人。
He was a Christian.
他是基督徒。
And he thought he had figured this out.
他觉得他自己能够把这个想明白。
He told me, he said, I'm starting a business.
他说我现在开始做生意，我开始一个新的企业。
And I have promised God.
我对神，我跟神答应。
That I will give him 15% of all of the profit.
他说我的那个所得的利益中的10%我都给神。
And I said, well, that's nice.
我说那很好，很棒哎。
He said, because you see, God won't get anything unless he helps me make a profit.
他说你知道吗，如果神要不让我赚钱的话，那神什么也拿不到，所以神比
So if God wants $15,000, he's going to have to help me make $100,000.
如果神要想要1,500块钱的话，神得帮助我起码能挣10,000多块钱。
And I looked at him and I said, you're very smart.
我说哎呀，你真聪明。
But God is smarter.
但是神更聪明。
And he might manage without your $15,000.
神可能没有你的1500块钱，神照样可以运行，照样可以做他的事，他想做的。
But you see, many people are trying to make that kind of a deal with God.
有很多人是想跟神做这笔交易。
I serve God, and then He gives me this wonderful, comfortable life.
我服侍神，神就给我这个很舒适的生活。
That's not the kind of worshiper that God is looking for.
这并不是神所要的那种敬拜者，真正要的敬拜者。
True worship.
真正的敬拜者。
Gives with no strings attached.
他不是后边还有个附加条件要给神。
This week.Tried to encourage your young people to give their talents to God.
这个星期我们在鼓励我们的年轻人把他们的才华把他们恩赐献给神。
To live for Him.
为神而活。
And in the eyes of this world, that's a waste.
在这个世界的眼中，这是一种浪费。
If you've got talent, you ought to use it to get rich or famous.
如果你有才华的话，你应该用你的才华变得很有名气或者很富有。
Try to encourage your young people to give their gifts and their talents to God.
我们在鼓励我们年轻人把他们的恩赐和才华献给神。
And this morning, for a few minutes, I want to encourage you parents.
在这个几分钟的时间里，我也想鼓励我们的做父母的。
To be wasteful worshippers.
以自己也成为那个枉费的敬拜者。
People who serve God with no thoughts of what do I get back.
有些他服侍神的，从来没有想过说我能从神那里得到什么。
But instead, what do I give?
他们在想说，神啊，我能给你什么？
You see, I want you to see that this wasteful worshiper Mary,
这个枉费的敬拜者玛利亚，
pours out her savings,
把她所有的积蓄都倾倒出来。
She gives everything to Jesus,
她把她所有的都给了耶稣。
While others are planning for the future,
但是别的人呢，就在为未来在做计划。
You see, in this day, there was no Bank of America.
在那个时候呢，没有美国银行，在他们那个时代。
You didn't have your paycheck deposited and then write a check or use a debit card.
然后那个时候，你不是说在银行里存，把你的那个工资放在那儿，然后就可以写支票。
Mary has saved up some money.
那个玛利亚她存了一些钱。
And so she uses it to buy this very precious oil.
她存的那个钱呢，就买了一个这个很贵重的香膏。
She stores it in an airtight vase.
所以她把这个香膏呢放在这个就是密封的这个瓶子里。
And someday when she is old,
等到有一天她老了。
Someday when she needs some money,
当她在老了或者什么时候需要钱的时候，
she can sell this oil.
她就可以把这个香膏呢卖了。
It's an investment.
其实这是一种投资，对她来这个香膏。
Matthew tells us that it was a year's worth.A year's wages.
Yeah, 马太福音讲到说，他那个香膏呢是值一年的工资。
This is not the little $10 bottle of perfume at Walmart.
这不是像那沃尔玛卖的那个10块钱一瓶的香水。
This is not what you men buy your wife after you forget your anniversary.
不是说你那个忘了你们的结婚纪念日，赶快去买的一瓶香水。
However much you make a year.
不管你一年挣多少钱。
Think about that amount.
想想你一年挣多少钱。
She pours out.
她把那个所有的这个香膏
$30,000.
最少30,000块钱的这个。
She just
价值。
Dumps it on the floor.
就把这30,000块钱价值的东西就这样就倒在地上了。
Do you understand why Matthew says all of the disciples were indignant?
你就知道马太福音上的为什么说这些门徒都很愤愤不平，很生气吗？
That's stupid.
真是笨啊
It's gone.
没了，这个这么多钱就没了。
I can never get it back.
我也而且没法再收回来。
What a waste.
多浪费啊。
But this isn't the only place in the Bible that we see God asking his people to waste our worship.
这个并不是唯一的，在圣经中唯一的地方，神要他的百姓去浪费，就是说为了敬拜而有这种浪费。
You go back to the Old Testament.
让我们回到旧约里来看。
They're building the tabernacle, it's a tent.
造这个帐幕，会幕。
And they're in the desert.
他们在哪儿呢？在荒漠里边。
Now, when you're in the desert and you're traveling,
当你在荒漠里边这个旅行，
you don't know how long it's going to take you to get to where you're going.
你也不知道你在这里边在荒漠里要待多久。
You really need to be careful and plan for the future.
所以你要很小心的计划你所有的东西。
They can't afford fine cloths for a tabernacle.
他们可负担不起那样子的细麻，那样子好的东西。
They can't afford gold furnishings.
他们也负担不起这种全部是镀这种金做的那个装饰物。
It's a waste.
多浪费。
But God loves worshipers who pour out everything.
但是神所爱的，神爱这种就是把他所有的都倾倒出来。
And so Exodus says, they
came.
Everyone whose heart stirred him.
出埃及记里面讲到，凡心里受感动的。
And they brought it as the Lord's contribution.
就像神在他们心里工作，然后他们就把神给，就把东西都带来了。
These gifts.
这些礼物。
The gift of Mary.
玛利亚的礼物。
The gift of these worshippers in the Old Testament.
在旧约里边，这些做帐幕的时候，这些敬拜的这些人的礼物。
They're not the kind of gifts.
他们不是这种一般的礼物。
Of someone who sits down and says, "Okay, now last year they gave me a Christmas gift worth $19."
说不是坐下来想想说，嗯，去年这个人给我一件那个圣诞节的礼物，那个价值是$19。
I better make sure that my gift to them is worth, oh, let's say $20.
呀，我今年给他的礼物最好也要相称嘛，那么就给他个$20的礼物。
That's not the way they give.
这些人这个浪费的敬拜者不是这样给的。
It's the gift of someone who says.
而是说他心里这样说。
I love Jesus.
我爱耶稣。
He has given me everything.
主耶稣给了我所有的一切。
And it's no longer a question of can I afford it.
是不是说我能不能负担得起？
How much do I love him?
而是说我有爱他有多少。
You see, what I want you to see this morning is this.
今天早上我所让大家要注意到的是，知道的是。
Mary valued Jesus more than she valued her perfume.
就是在玛利亚的眼中，耶稣比他的这个香膏更贵重。
He was worth more to her than her oil.
主耶稣的价值远远超过这个香膏的价值。
And so I want to ask you this morning, do you love Jesus more than you love your things?
我想问大家，你爱耶稣，爱超过你爱你自己所爱的事情吗？
Because God is looking for worshipers who pour out their savings on Jesus.
神所要的那种敬拜者是把自己所有的一切倾倒在他身上。
Now some of your young people came home this week and said, we went to music camp and he talked about tombstones.
今天可能有些你们的孩子回家说，哦，我们去音乐营，但是这个老师给我们讲墓碑。
And I'm afraid some of you are going to go home today and say, we went to church and he talked about money the whole service.
然后我也很担心你们有些人回家说，哦，我们教会这个人就在一直谈钱。
And so let me tell you something else about Mary.
然后让我告诉你另外玛利亚的故事。
Yes, she poured out her money.
虽然玛利亚把她所有她的钱这样都倾倒在她的积蓄倾倒在耶稣身上。
But for most of us, that's not too hard.
对我们来讲，这个把钱这样并不是很难。
Oh, it hurts a little bit.
虽然那么多钱还是有点心疼啊。
But we can get more.
但是我们还可以挣更多的钱。
So I want to tell you a second thing about Mary.
但是我告诉你另外一件关于玛利亚的事。
Mary was a wasteful worshiper who poured out her time.
玛利亚也不单是一个浪费的敬拜者，她也把她的时间都摆上。
While others were busy with things,
别的人呢就在那里忙着做事。
Mary is giving her time to Jesus.
但是玛利亚把她的时间给了耶稣。
Luke chapter 10.
在那个路加福音第十章。
Again, they're at the house of Mary and Martha.
又是那个玛利亚跟马大的家。
Jesus is there.
耶稣在那里。
The disciples are listening to Jesus teach.
门徒都在听耶稣讲道，在耶稣讲话教导。
And in case you didn't know this, all of the disciples are men.
你要注意到，可能没有人注意到，这个所有的门徒都是男生。
And there's Mary.
那个呢，有玛利亚。
Now they were just as chauvinistic as we are.
他们有点像那个沙文主义，大男子主义这样。
And Mary was supposed to be in the kitchen cutting up vegetables for supper.
玛利亚实际上呢，照他们想的，应该在那厨房里，在那儿切菜。
And she's sitting there listening to Jesus.
她坐在耶稣脚前，在那里听。
Martha gets really aggravated.
然后马大就真的是很不舒服。
And she goes to Jesus and she says, "Don't you care that my sister has left me to serve alone?"
他说马大就到耶稣面前去说主啊我的妹子留下我一个人伺候你不在意吗
Tell her to help me
告诉他们来帮我呀
But the Lord answered her
但是耶稣回答说
Martha, Martha
说马大马大
You are troubled about many things
你为许多的事思虑烦扰
But one thing is necessary
但是不可少的只有一件
Mary has chosen the good portion.
玛利亚已经选择了上好的福分。
You see, Martha works.
马大呢，她在不停地做事。
While Mary wastes her time.
但是玛利亚却浪费她的时间，就是我把她的时间花费在耶稣身上。
Now, I want to try to be very clear here.
我在这里要讲得很清楚，要澄清一下。
Working and service.Is important.
这个工作服事，这个做事情是很重要的。
I really don't like to hear pastors pick on Martha.
我很不喜欢听到那个牧师讲到就挑剔马大。
Because every time I hear a pastor preaching against Martha,
每次我听到这个牧师就讲这个马大的不好。
I want to raise my hand.
我就想举手说。
And say, preacher, are you going to eat lunch today?
说那个牧师啊，你今天中午还想吃饭吗
？And if he says yes,
如果他说是啊。
I want to say, who fixed it?
说那那那个来那个谁做的午餐呢
？Because you know who fixed it?
你知道谁做的午餐吗
？Martha
是马大做的。
Martha is important.
马大很重要。
The lesson in Luke is not don't serve.
这个在路加福音讲的不是说你不要去做事。
In fact, if you read that whole chapter,
如果你读这个整个
the story right before this is the story of the Good Samaritan.
在这个之前的故事讲的是好撒玛利亚人的故事，这件
It's a story about service.
这个好撒玛利亚人就在于服事。
And so the issue is not service.
所以这个问题不在于你不要去做事。
The lesson is priorities.
这个要学的呢是优先次序。
Jesus says one thing.
主耶稣说：“有一件事情不可少的，只有一件。
One thing cannot be omitted.
说有一件事情你是不能忽略的，你是不能没有的。
There is one thing that you can't do without.
有一件事情你就是不能没有它，那是最基本、最重要的。
Service is important.
服事是很重要的。
We need servants.
我们需要仆人，需要能做事的人。
I hope as a church.
我希望在教会里边，在
这个教会 that you value.The people who serve you.
我们真的是很宝贵那些服事的人，做事的人。
Your deacons, your elders.
你们的长老，你们的执事。
They give their time to serve.
他们把他们的时间放出来，把他们的心思放出来。
And I hope you value that.
我希望你们能够宝贵这些。
I hope you make yourself available to serve. It's important.
我也希望大家自己能够说，当有服事的时候，你们可以站出来，可以来服事。
But what Jesus wanted Martha to understand is this.
但是主耶稣想让马大理解的是
，Our service to Jesus.
我们对主耶稣的服事
must come from our communion with Jesus.
首先是要来自于跟神的亲密的关系，跟神的沟通之中，交通之中。
First, we have to spend time with him.
第一，我们要跟主耶稣在一起花时间。
First, we have to know him.
第一个，我们要认识他。
Then we're ready to serve him.
这样我们才准备好去服侍。
Martha's problem was not that she served.
马大的问题不是说他服侍了。
Her problem was that she forgot who was in the house that day.
马大的问题是忘了那天谁是房子的客人，谁来他家了。
Jesus was in her house.
主耶稣在他家里。
She could sweep the floor tomorrow.
他明天可以把再来扫地。
But today,
但是今天
Jesus was in the house.
今天主耶稣在他家。
And instead of spending time with him,
不是说跟主耶稣花时间。
Instead of saying, I'll serve later, but right now I want to be with Jesus.
他不是说我待会儿再去做事，我现在花时间听主耶稣讲道。
Luke says she was distracted.With much serving.
但是呢，马大呢就心里忙乱，因为他有很多的事情要做。
That word means she was pulled in all kinds of directions.
他就是好像各个方向有好多事情在叫他。
She was frustrated.
他也很沮丧。
Her nerves were frayed. She was on edge.
然后他头脑也紧张，觉得人都要崩溃了。
Why?
为什么
？Because she served without communion.
因为他服侍，但是却跟主耶稣没有交流，没有交通。
She didn't spend time with Jesus before she served.
在他没有说先花时间跟主耶稣在一起，然后再去服侍，而是就直接去服侍。
You see, for some of us,
对我们其中的某些人来讲，一些。
And I must confess, I'm one of us.
我也要承认，我其实就是这其中的一员。
It's easy to forget.
很容易的就会忘记。
When Jesus is in the room,
主耶稣是在这里。
But if we're going to worship,
如果我们要敬拜，要敬拜主耶稣，
we have to remember when Jesus is in the room.
我们要记住主耶稣就在这里。
Sometimes we have to remember.
有我们要记住。
Let me put away my day timer.
我先把我的这个计划表放在一边。
My iPad, my iPhone,
把我的手机、我的 iPhone、我的 iPad 都放在一边。
And let me just sit and listen to Jesus.
让我就坐在。主耶稣的脚前听他
Because the only way my service is really going to matter
如果我的服事真的是要做真的是要有什么益处的话真的有什么作用的话
Is if I'm a person who spends time with Jesus
而是一个人要跟主耶稣先有关系要花时间跟主耶稣在一起
Too many times we forget Jesus is in the house
太多的时候我们忘记主耶稣就在这里
He wants to talk to us.
他想跟我们说话。
And we're dusting the furniture.
我们正在那边在那打扫卫生。
Jesus, wait just a little bit.
说主耶稣，耶稣你等一会儿。
I need to get this cleaned first.
我先把这个房间给打扫干净。
Maybe tomorrow, but today the floor needs swept.
明天嘛，明天我们再说话。今天我需要打扫卫生。
The Bible tells us about a man named Enoch.
还有一个圣经上讲到一个人物叫以诺。
It doesn't tell us anything important about him.
这个圣经上没有讲他任何事情，只提到一句。
We don't know what kind of job he had.
我们不知道他做什么样的工作。
We don't know what he did.
我们也不知道那是他是怎么样的。
All we know about Enoch is this.
我们所有关于以诺的只有一句话。
He walked with God.
他和神同行。
You see, walking takes time.
但是你知道吗？同行是需要花时间的。
In the eyes of this world, it's wasteful to spend time with God when you could be doing something useful.
在这个世界的眼中，如果你能做什么有用的事情，你花时间跟神在一起是一种浪费。
But God is looking for people.
但是神
所要。Pour out their time.
神是在寻找这个愿意把他的花时间、花费他的时间跟他在一起的人。
But there's something even harder.
但是有一些更难的事情。
Yes, she gives her money.
是的，马大把他的钱，把他的积蓄倾倒在主耶稣身上。
That hurts a little bit.
不是很是很多。
She gives her time.
然后他也花时间跟主耶稣在一起。
And that really hurts because we can't get time back.
就说你那个你钱呢，你可能还会心疼一点，花时间可能更心疼，因为你再有时间过去了就过去了。
But I want you to see this morning.
但是今天早上，我希望大家我们能够看到。
That she does something even more than that.
玛利亚所做的更多。
She pours out herself.
她把自己倾倒出来。
For the one she loves.
她把自己倾倒出来给这位她所爱的。
It's not just her money.
不单单是她的钱，不是她的钱。
It's not just her time.
也不是她的时间。
It's the very core of who she is.
而是她自己的本身这个她整个这个人。
Let me explain.
让我来解释一下。
You see, this is a strange story to me.
这个是一个对我来讲是一个很奇怪的故事。
I hear people tell this story in Sunday school class.
我知道有人在那个主日学给孩子讲故事。
And we have these nice pictures.
然后我们有这个很漂亮的照片。
Or we have a sermon about it.
或者我们有个讲道讲这个。
And it sounds really like a beautiful story.
好像是一个很美的故事。
But I want you to think a minute.
但是你想一想。
The door opens.
门开了。
Some lady walks down the aisle.
然后有个女士这样走过来。
She comes over to Pastor Shi.
然后又到许牧师那里。
Takes his shoes off.
然后把许牧师的鞋给脱下来。
Pours oil on his feet.
然后就把那个一个一瓶香
水香膏。Starts washing his feet.
放在他脚上，然后呢就开始就用那个头发来抹他的脚，来擦他的脚。
How many of you are going to look at that and say, ah?What a beautiful story.
多少人看的都会说太美的故事多美啊。
No.
不会这样的。
You're going to say there's a crazy woman in our house, church.
天哪，这个女的发疯了，怎么来我们教会来了一个疯，这个头脑不正常的人。
The ushers are going to come and drag her out.
然后我们那收奉献的可能就把她赶快领出去。
Nobody who saw that happen.
没有人看的，就是觉得说是一个很美的故事。
None of them were impressed.
没有人被玛利亚的这个举动所打动。
Some of them are angry.
有些生气，很愤愤不平。
Look at that money wasted.
说你看这个浪费多少钱呢？
Lazarus, I think, is embarrassed.
我想那个拉萨路肯定是觉得很难看。
I'm glad she's trying to say thank you for bringing me back from the dead.
他说我很高兴，你要说谢谢主耶稣让我从死里复活，那很好。但是
，But couldn't she just have bought a nice card?
那写个卡就好了，你说这个多难为情啊。
They're all embarrassed.
他们都觉得很难为情，家里的人。